Hello, today is Thursday, April 18th. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. We're heading into the last week of April this year. It is flying by. We'll start, as usual, looking at beef. So we've been talking about the reduced production numbers in beef harvest every week. Year-to-date, we're about 5% behind last year, with the expectation by year-end to be as much as 8% below last year. That was until Wednesday, when the USDA updated their production estimates to a much lower 1.9% lower harvest for 2024. That will be good news for everyone if these production lines get moving. I don't think production will ramp up right away. Processors are still losing money on every head they produce. So either their cost needs to lower or prices need to increase to support increased production. I've read a few analyst positions that June will be the turning point. So we'll see. For right now, retailers are not driving demand, and while certain items continue to be extremely tight, pricing is easing on many items, including middle meats. Grinds and thin meats like skirt, flank, and sirloin flap are all moving higher heading into the big Cinco de Mayo holiday. Until production does pick up, I'd say make sure you have the products you need on hand and buy what you need. There may be a bargain or two to be had. Okay, let's look at poultry. Production continues strong, up 2% from the previous week. Demand continues strong, and this week we get a pause in pricing, as we're going to stay steady on pricing for wings, boneless, skinless, random breast, and tenders. I do think more increases are coming, so enjoy a brief respite from weekly price increases. On the avian flu report, another very tough week with 8 new reports affecting 4.8 million birds, mostly chicken egg layers. April has been the biggest lost month since December of last year, over 8 million birds lost so far with a week to go. Additional dairy cows have been infected, but all within the 8 states already dealing with the virus crossover. Avian flu is not done with us by any stretch. Let's look at grains. Corn is at $4.32 a bushel, down from last week's $4.33. Planting continues, so unless something big happens, I'd expect we'll be in this market as corn is cheap and the demand is good. Soy is lower just a bit with additional acres planted from last year and plenty of carryover crop. Wheat is lower again. One analyst I read just says Black Sea wheat is cheap, which is keeping prices down everywhere. Let's look at pork, and bellies closed at 122 yesterday, not much different from last week's 120. I'm still hearing June is when bellies will begin to increase in earnest. Until then, bacon should continue to be a good value. Exports on pork are running strong and keeping butts and loins supported, moving higher again this week. This could be an expensive summer for pork compared to the last couple years, but still pork is a great protein choice. And finally, a quick look at dairy, and the third week in a row, the CME is moving higher. Through Thursday, barrel is up 4, block is up 5, and butter is steady. So there's plenty of milk available and should increase availability as the weather continues to improve. But I do think we're on a bit of a run-up right now. Okay, with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again next week.